Welcome back to a special edition of the Business of Government Hour on developing the next generation of government leaders with Trevor Brown, Executive Director of the State of Ohio Leadership Institute and Dean of the John Glenn College of Public Affairs at The Ohio State University. Keeping on the idea of the future, Trevor, how do you see technological disruptions? And what I'm going is artificial intelligence, blockchain, virtual reality. How do these phenomena, how are they going to change the way government does business, how it's governed, how it's managed?
Yeah. I'll talk, since you were asking earlier about the state level, I'll keep that focus. There's no question that those will be disruptive forces. Part of one of the great challenges at the state level is, as much as we will lament that the federal government is behind, many state governments are farther behind. And this is not a criticism of people's ill intentions or not being – it's just hard to change at the state level. And the state governments that I'm familiar with, I grew up in Indiana and worked obviously extensively now in Ohio, are still wrestling with big data, for example, right? I mean, how to use massive volumes, take advantage of massive volumes of information to improve the way that we do decision making, something the private sector has been doing for decades now. So that's not even artificial intelligence, and we're not even there, right? We're still at a much more basic level. And I think one of the challenges is, how do you build those foundational systems while also then leapfrogging ahead to take advantage of whatever the new disruptive innovation is? And I'll be honest, I'm of mixed mind about this. Sometimes the aspirational part of me is like, let's jump ahead. But then the pragmatic part of me is, let's just get the basics down, right? Let's just figure out how to run government adequately and effectively, and then increment our way to those innovations and disruptions, and let the private sector figure out those lessons. Let them be the test tubes, and we can import some of that expertise and knowledge. And I think actually places like Ohio and actually a lot of city governments, in part because they work, we tell the story of local government is the closest to the service recipient, yes. Right? They're the closest to the actual person receiving the service. They're also the closest to businesses. Mm-hmm. And so many city governments, because they work closely with innovative companies, can ingest those lessons much faster than state and federal governments. And there are a lot of lessons to then learn at how effective city governments are. And there's a lot more of them. So there's more, we talk about the 50 laboratories of state government. There are thousands of petri dishes of local governments that we can learn from as well.
Great. You know, before we close, I want to ask you a question. So I want to talk to you personally about your own leadership principles. What are Trevor Brown? How does Trevor Brown lead?
As I was sharing with you before we started this, and it starts with listening. A lesson I learned early on is that, particularly because I work in an environment that's people-driven, the nature of being in higher education is very, at least in my field, it's not labs, it's not building a product, so to speak, it's interacting with students, it's interacting with faculty, it's interacting with staff, stakeholders, et cetera, very people-driven process. And people are the most complex entities in the world, right? As much as we fascinate over technology, the human brain and the psychology of humans is far more complex. And it starts with understanding that at the micro level. And so a founding principle for me is I got to listen to what it is a student, a faculty member, an employee, what drives them, and how do I tap into that drive and marry your personal goals with the goals of the organization that I run? How do I create the context in which what you want aligns with what the organization needs? And that's not simply saying I'm just going to, give you everything you want. It's how do I then shape the context through the messages I send, through the incentives I put in place to drive your behavior towards the collective ends of the college and ultimately the university. So again, starts with listening. It also then, the second principle is having clear goals, but flexible goals. And I think we hear a lot in leadership about it's about message clarity and, you know, focusing on those goals. But environments are complex. And in higher ed, we have a very complex. The world is changing rapidly. Costs that students face are astronomical. State support in public institutions continues to erode. There are competitive insurgents from online deliverers to all sorts of other sources. So we have to be able to, you know, keep our eye on the prize, so to speak, but also be flexible about pivoting and redirecting. So that's, I try to strike that balance between what do I think are my goals with what are the, you know, what are the inputs that are changing that that landscape so I can adjust and adapt. And then the third is, And this comes in part from being in the field that I'm in and having the great honor of working with and for Senator Glenn, just reminding yourself, why'd you get into this business? And for him, it was never about, even though he had so many firsts, you know, he's still to this day the oldest human being that was ever in space. He never talked about those firsts. He always talked about everybody else, right? He just was a humble person. Who was from a small town in Ohio that just wanted to be a part of something bigger than himself. And reminding yourself, that's why I did this, right? I didn't do this to become dean. I didn't wake up when I was 10 and say, I want to be a dean. No, I wanted to be in
that
a position.
Yeah,
right. Or foolish. What kind of kid wants to be a dean? But no, I wanted to be in a role where I was helping other people advance a collective mission, right? Mm-hmm. And so that's a touchstone of the way I lead. It's not about me. It's not about you. It's about us.
You know, Trevor, how can people get in touch with, learn more about the Institute? Can you give us some information?
Yep. Web is the best way, glenn.osu.edu/SOLI/ is our website, or you can just Google the Glenn College and the State of Ohio Leadership Institute, or call me. I'm an accessible person. Reach out to me over email or over the phone, and we will be putting out material opportunities like this to share more. But we will have a very outward facing approach.
And I'd like to have you on again.
Great.
In the next, 6 months or what have you.
Love to and share progress.
Yeah. Let me know.
No, it's a great opportunity and it's always a pleasure to talk with you and huge fans of the center. I just want to endorse the center as a great, and as I said earlier, it really is a model for the way to build a knowledge base and then make it accessible to decision makers.
Well, we would love to partner with you, especially in the leadership portfolio.
Excellent.
Great.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks.
Perfect.
This has been a special edition of the Business of Government Hour on developing the next generation of government leaders with Trevor Brown, Executive Director of the State of Ohio Leadership Institute and Dean of the John Glenn College of Public Affairs at The Ohio State University. Be sure to join us next week for another informative, insightful, and in-depth conversation on improving government effectiveness and leadership. For the Business of Government Hour, I'm Michael Keegan. Thanks for joining us.
This has been the Business of Government Hour. Be sure to visit us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. There you can learn more about our programs and get a transcript of today's conversation. Until next week, it's businessofgovernment.org.